You're listening to the Food Files podcast. The latest from the Oklahoma State University Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center. Here's your host, Darren Scott.
Welcome to the Food Files, a series of podcasts from the Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center. I'm your host, Darren Scott, FAPC food scientist and sensory science specialist, and today we're going to take a deep dive into the area of food waste. To help me discuss the topic today is Danny Belmer, FAPC food engineer, who is joining me on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me, Darren.
We know our goal today is to discuss why eliminating food waste is important within the food industry and what consumers can do to help the cause. So let's get started. You know, food waste has emerged as an immense concern across the planet. The Food and Drug Administration has set a goal of reducing food waste in the United States by 50% by the year 2030. So, you know, why is reducing food waste important, Danny? And what is it that we as consumers can do to help?
Well, first, we probably need to define what constitutes food waste. There are lots of different definitions of food waste out there. One that is commonly used is from the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, also known as FAO, which defines food waste as discarding or alternative non-food use of food that is otherwise safe and nutritious for human consumption along the entire food supply chain, from primary production to end household consumer level.
Okay. So is food waste the same across the globe?
Actually, no. Food waste that occurs in the chain between producer and consumer is actually different based on location. 40% of food waste in countries like the U.S. occurs either on the retail or the market end, while in countries that are lower in income incur much more food waste during the post-harvest and processing and storage.
Okay, Danny, so let's talk about the impact areas of food waste. You know, the first is environmental. Organic waste, comprised mostly of food, is the second biggest component of landfill. And landfill is the third largest source of methane emissions into the atmosphere. Methane is more capable of trapping heat in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide, you know, about 25 more times capable. Additionally, food waste accounts for 21% of the landfill space in the United States. That's a huge amount, Danny.
Yes, and actually, food waste creates 3.3 billion tons of greenhouse gases annually. And according to the FAO, if food waste were a country, it would be the third largest emitter of greenhouse gases in the world, right after China and the U.S. And when food is wasted, a lot of energy is also wasted. Fossil-based fuels are required to grow, transport, store, and cook the food. So think of all the harvesting machinery that has to be powered, the vehicles that are required to take the food from the farm to the warehouse, to the store. Further, the machinery that's needed to sort, clean, package, and prepare the food just so that it can be bought. Much of this machinery requires massive amounts of energy to function.
Well, you know, it must take a huge amount of money to pay for all that energy. And, you know, that kind of leads us to the second impact, which is economic. Up to 20 pounds of food per person per month in the United States is lost to waste. That's the equivalent of throwing out $165 billion worth of food each year. That's billions with a B.
Yes, and globally, that food waste and loss costs the gross domestic product nearly $1 trillion per year. That is a business concern that cannot be ignored.
Well, you know, when we talk about, you know, such large numbers, it can be easy to lose sight of the final and I think most important impact, and that is wasted food is not getting to the people who need it. Edible food is being thrown away while there are people who are hungry, correct?
Correct. The United Nations estimates that a third of all the food produced around the world is never consumed, for a total of about 1.3 billion tons of waste per year. And the Natural Resources Defense Council reported in 2012 that the United States alone, about 40% of all food worth an estimated $165 billion is wasted.
You know, exactly. You know, the National Resource Defense Council measured the food waste habits of more than approximately 1,100 households in Nashville, Denver, and New York to understand how much and why consumers wasted food. The NRDC found the average person wastes 3.5 pounds of food per week. And the biggest reasons people threw away edible food was either they, you know, don't like leftovers, guilty, or they thought the food had spoiled. It's been calculated that 19% of the available edible food supply in the United States is wasted by consumers, costing the average American household $936 a year. Again, you know, I think what makes the biggest impression on people is the human impact, don't you think?
I totally agree. And while that food is being wasted, people all around the world are going hungry. And in fact, the United Nations estimates that 1 in 9 people in the world don't have access to sufficient food for a healthy life. And more people are reported to die from hunger every day than from AIDS, malaria, or tuberculosis combined. But at the same time, nearly 1/3 of the food that is produced is lost or wasted for one reason or another.
So I guess the real question is, what can be done to eliminate food waste? You know, changes have to be brought in at every stage of the process, from farmers and food processors to supermarkets and individual consumers. For example, farmers around the world are choosing to plant genetically modified seeds in their operations to reduce the impact of agriculture on the environment and to protect the land for future generations. These genetically modified crops have shown to resist insects, which in turn produce higher yields and better quality product.
In addition, food processing plants all around the world also generate a significant amount of waste. But the industry is really working to reduce this waste. At the FAPC, we've actually worked with many clients on projects related to eliminating food waste. One example was a project where we converted soft drink waste into fuel alcohol. So at soft drink companies, truckloads of imperfect soft drinks are regularly sent to the landfill and just disposed of, but these contain a lot of sugar. So by simply adding yeast and a couple of nutrients, we were able to convert that waste into fuel. Another great example is a project that we're currently working on where we're trying to convert brewer's spent grain, which is a solid waste in breweries, into a food product that consumers can actually use. So there are a lot of opportunities in the food industry for converting waste into valuable products and eliminating that waste stream.
Okay, well, let's shift gears and focus on how consumers can help reach the FDA food waste reduction goal. Here's some suggestions that I've gathered from FDA and USDA. First, buy only what you need when shopping. You know, be careful when you buy in bulk, particularly goods that have a limited shelf life. You know, consumers should also try to buy in accordance with some sort of meal plan so that they don't end up wasting edible food.
That is true, and consumers are encouraged to buy in bulk because oftentimes it's cheaper.
Mm.
But in reality, you're not saving money if you end up throwing half of it away at the end of the day.
Exactly. Second thing that consumers can try, buy ugly fruit and vegetables at the grocery store. In other words, think about purchasing produce that has physical imperfections, you know, lumps, bumps, or blemishes, but is, you know, otherwise perfectly edible.
And some stores even sell these flawed items at a discounted price, so take advantage of it if you can.
I know this next tip is one that's near and dear to your heart. Become reacquainted with home canning techniques to preserve fruits and vegetables. You know, both the USDA and FDA websites have tips that can be helpful in getting started.
And yes, Darren, I love home canning, but the reality is that if you have just a handful of tomato plants, for example, it's generally hard to make it worth it to set up a canning shop to just can a handful of tomatoes.
Yeah, you got to pick a lot of beans. Next tip, become more familiar with labeling terms. You know, date labels such as Best Buy and Use By, you know, they're really food quality dates and not food safety dates.
Yes, and we all know people who throw away perfectly good food as soon as the date on the label has passed.
My sister.
I know lots of people who do that, one of my pet peeves, but we need to realize that for many foods, we can see and taste spoilage, so we can judge for ourselves when, for example, the milk has actually gone bad.
You know, another tip is keep an eye on foods in the refrigerator. You know, freeze or eat items before they spoil and they need to be thrown away.
One example that my grandmother used to always do is freeze those brown bananas and use them later to make banana bread.
Another tip. Keep your refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit and your freezer at 0 degrees Fahrenheit to maintain the quality and safety of food. Another tip is realizing that preservatives, whether they're natural or chemical, play an important role in preventing the decay and spoilage of food.
Yes, and this is an important one because there's a lot of negativity surrounding preservatives. but you clearly understand the value of a preservative when you make fresh bread or muffins at home and they go moldy within a few days.
Exactly. That's my pet peeve. And a final tip, you know, composting food scrap reduces and recycles greenhouse gas emissions. And, you know, it also gives you the benefit of increasing the awareness of how much food you're actually wasting. Admittedly, there's a lack of public awareness about the magnitude of the issue and what can be done to reduce food waste. Repercussions of food safety affect food waste, the environment, and national and household economies. So, do you have any final thoughts?
I might just add that demand for fresh or minimally processed foods, coupled with recent concerns over food safety, may have had the unintended side effect of contributing to food waste. But both consumers and manufacturers have a big role to play in helping to solve this problem.
Okay. Following the suggestions in this podcast, we can all help reduce food waste. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Food Files Podcast. We would like to thank SunUp TV for the production of this podcast. For additional food industry information, make sure to visit our website at www.fapc.biz. Until next time.